Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, April 12, 2016. I am Tungameli Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo. And this evening, we are discussing calls by war veterans to reintroduce the National Youth Service.
Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And if you want to speak on the program, you can give us a call on this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again is 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back.
We are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
War veterans have called on the government to reintroduce the controversial National Youth Service. The freedom fighters made the call last week during a meeting with President Mugabe in Harare. The government says it is in the process of reinstating the program.
But opposition youths are raising objections, saying the main purpose of this program, as history has it, is to indoctrinate young people and turn them into violent brigades that will be used by ZANU-PF to suppress the opposition. Previously, the National Youth Service graduates, popularly known as Green Bombers, have been accused of unleashing violence on opposition supporters, and now fears abound that the reinstatement of the program may be aimed at stoking another wave of political violence ahead of the 2018 elections.
Mm-hmm. So as usual, each and every Tuesday, we hope you will call in, send your messages on WhatsApp, even on Twitter and Facebook, so we can get your feedback, young people out there in Zimbabwe and all across the diaspora.
Ongo kwazwai vatereri kusangana kumuchirongwa che The Connection apo nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya iri kukurudzirwa nema war vets kuti chirongwa che National Youth Service ngachidzorwe lichona njani zulukandaba kuhlelo lamhlanje sikhuluma ngenkuthazo enziwe ngabe ngabalweli wempi yenkululeko emhlanganweni wabo lomgabe ngeviki edluleyo bathi bona uhlelo lwe National Youth Service aluphenduke uhulumende uke wazisa nje ekuqaleni kweminyaka ukubana uphakathi kokulungiselela ukuphendukisa lolu hlelo abaningiliza khumbula ukubana abadlule kulolu hlelo esikhathini esedluleyo bebesethezwa kakhulu umlando wokungahlonipha umlando wokusetshenziswa libandla leZANU-PF ukuhlukuluza abakwamanye amabandla ngakho abasakhule abamabandla aphikisayo bathi injongo kahulumende eyiyo ngokuvuselela lolu hlelo ukuthi balungiselele ukuchaya abantu ngomnyaka ka-2018 lapho kuza kwenziwa khona ukhetho kodwa
So, of course, many young people reacting to the calls by the war veterans that the National Youth Service should return. We spoke to some earlier on our news programs who were saying that no way, no how should this service be brought back up. But, of course, we know there are some countries across the world that have similar programs which are a nationalist move to, bring up young people with a more national view of their country and those around them.
Indeed, kunjalo tatenda silo banilamhlanje kuhlelo.
Do we have our guests? I think we're still trying to get our guests at the moment. But Ntunga, towards the end of last year, Blessing Zulu, our co-worker, also reporter Blessing Zulu, and I had a chance to speak to Reason Wafawaroa. He was regarded as the brains behind the National Youth Service, which started up back in 2001. And of course, with all the controversy that came up, you know, this was his time. He said that he wanted to clear the air regarding what happened during that time. So we had a chance to speak to him, and he kind of gave us more detail in his view of what happened during that time. So maybe
not the brains, but one of the pioneers.
This program. So maybe we can just take a quick listen to what he had to say during that time we spoke to him in regards to the service itself, and then obviously the controversies that surrounded the program.
What happened in 2000, there were a number of issues that I think prompted people to look at what was happening. The political landscape then was that we had the land program on one hand, and the power of war veterans in that program and their influence in that program was also a factor. We had the rise of the opposition. It was realized that there was a disconnect between the generation that was rising in the country and the ruling party, so to speak. To some, this disconnect meant a departure from the liberation legacy and its objectives. It meant people looking down upon the history of the liberation itself. It meant people looking down upon things like the National Hero Seeker, just the liberation legacy in general. It meant self-denial to many people to say, if we are not going to understand the foundation of what we call Zimbabwe and depart from it and deny it and say, I have nothing to do with it, then we become vulnerable to external forces that may take advantage of that kind of disconnect. Ndichi chitarisa ndakafananidza nenyika dzimwe dzandataura, ndichitarisa micherechedzo yakanaka yandinoziva yakabva muchirongwa ichi. Ndapedzisa kutaura imwe yacho pamusoro payo, ndichitarisawo zvinoshoreka zvakaitika nechirongwa ichi. Ndochizotarisa kuti dai chinonzirwadza ndichocho chekuti unenge wakaita makore akawanda uchiti regai ndiedze kubatsira nyika dzanga dziri politics, vachizama kuti usvibe zita vati uyu wakadai wakaita zvakati, uyu wakadai wakaita zvakati. Saka takasangana naso tikapfuura nemazviri kuti saka kwakunzi National Service yoenda kuHague, wonzi ndiwo wakuenda wokunaika, tochitora mukana iwoyo kuti aiwa ngatitsanangurai zvakaitika.
That there was Reason Wafawaroa, who was at the helm of the National Youth Service. Ntunga, of course, as you heard, giving there some of the, the initial thoughts behind the program, but then also a reflection on the controversies that surrounded the program itself.
Indeed. We have now our guests, Stephen Spanda of the organization YAD, Harare Province, and we also have Mlandu Ncube, MDC, Councillor in Bulawayo. Gentlemen, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Senator. Thank you for having me on the program today.
Okay, we really appreciate Ncube, starting with you. The war veterans are saying we want the National Youth Service back. What say you?
First of all, I want to say the issue, the concept of National Service, there is nothing wrong about the issue nationally. But the problem is that the policy is being done in the wrong country by wrong people. If we look back with what has been happening with the National Service, that the result of that National Service is violence. The people from those centers go out beat up people in rural areas because they vote for one thing. It is not good. That is not what, because when you say national service, all projects are funded by the nation. It means everyone takes his vote right now. How can I say, let's say someone come out and pick you? So I'm saying, this is the wrong time. This is the wrong time. No one will trust that. And I don't think there is any mother or father who is willing to let a child go to that service. So I think I don't believe this is a liberal veteran. The question is the pondering of this, and I believe all of us know what happened. And they really saw it in the national government when the pondering of the therapy. So they know what it means. So not allow that.
Mm-hmm. Stephen Sibanda, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I hope you had a chance to hear what Reason Wafaroa was saying when he said, of course, as Mulandu is pointing out, that there was a positive move on the conception of the program, but of course the controversy surrounded everything that happened. In your view, do you think that if it was reinstated, that what happened in the 2000s would happen again?
Yeah, to me, I saw the so-called the green bombers, that's the so-called national service. You know, they were then used for the wrong reason. You know, so to me, seeing that program, like they are now starting to prepare for 2018 again. You know, we are approaching elections, so if they start training these holy guns that were used in 2008. To violence against the citizens of Zimbabwe, you know, it brings tears to the ordinary people. It brings, you know, a lot of suspicion. So I think they want to bring this to instill fear to the voters, you know, since we are approaching 2018.
Size kuwe mnumzana Ncube bayatsha bebandla lezanu PF ukuthi hayibo uhlelo lolu alujonganga ukufundisa abantwana imisebenzi yokungezwa kodwa lujonge ukubafundisa imisebenzi yezandla imbali yeZimbabwe lokho esingathi patriotism bekhule bekwazi ukuthi lizwe livela ngaphi liyanga. Oh, thank you. Thank you there, sorry, Ntunga. We do have a few messages coming from our WhatsApp. Ntunga, some people have reacted to the topic as usual, as we do every week. And that is, let me pull it up here. We have a few that have come in. There's Desire who says, I can't see the importance of reintroducing the National Youth Service, though some may argue that it is a collage of patriotism. The reason for introducing it is political, meaning to say it will be used as a political weapon by the current regime in power. There's Innocent who says the call by war veterans to reintroduce the Youth National Development Program is barbaric and nonsensical. Where will the financial strapped government get funds to sustain the program? It is a strategy to centralize them towards 2018 harmonized elections, as it is ZANU-PF's culture of using youth
to manipulate voters. That's innocent there.
Yeah, and we should point out that we reached out to the ZANU-PF youth spokesperson, Evelyn Pofu, but she wasn't picking her phone. I would like to invite her if she's listening. We know we're very popular and people out there are listening. And Evelyn, please, if you are listening, reach out to us and, you know, be part of our program. We also reached out to Youth Minister Joao, but he was also not reachable.
Stephen, let's come back to you. You know, of course, the youth are reacting and saying that no, they do not want this. But looking at the question of nationalism, patriotism, is there any reason for Zimbabwean youth to have that sense of patriotism in the country? Hello, Stephen. Hello. I think we might have lost him there. We can go to a caller, Ntunga, in the meantime.
Okay. Silo Baba U. Tombani. Makusini. Makusini, kunjani ba?
Ntunga Mili.
Yeah, kunjani mzansi?
Ngiyaphila.
Yeah, uyayizindaba baba zungenile kuhle.
Ngithi mina ngihlala lokhu ngisengine 4 years ngihlala ngilalela lohlelo lweni.
Ya, siyabonga baba.
Manje nilukhuluma ngenye indlela engingaluzwisisi kahle, yikho ngilongizama ukungena everyday.
Hawu, uyabungena, uyabuzama ukusithinta ungakhona ukungena.
Ngingakhona ukungena.
Ah, sorry ngalokho baba. Sizagcina inombolo zakho sizahlala sikutshaye.
Yeah, lithi lina kunamanti labo abacathayo eZimbabwe labo ukuthiwa ngoDamara. Ukucatha kuqalisa ngamanje, ukucatha kuqalise kudala kakhulu kulabo chefunye abacathayo. Igenge yetholo ukuthi iningi kakhulu yacathayo nginelisi mina. Nginamangcwabo engiwaziyo about 300 yabantu babengcotshi godilinye manje lina likhala ngodamare 1.
Hayi, laye ngumuntu baba, kodwa wamukelekile nxa ufuna ukukhala lawe ngabanye abacathayo. Kodwa udaba esingalo lamhlanje ngolwe-National Youth Service, lolo singakhuluma ngalo ngelinye.
Lokhu we-National Youth Service ukuthi nje kuzohlutshwa abantu zani bethu ekhaya, akusebenzi lutho totap. Mina ngathrenela ukusiza abazali, ngathrena imlungushi.
Ah, uliwo vethi.
Ngiwo vethi epheleleyo, hayi hafu.
Aha.
So lesiphutha amavethi azabiza ama-green bomb ezotshaya abazali. Ubani umuntu ufanele etshayele umzali wakhe? Kanti iwo vethi imali siyemtini lalihambelana, ani lalihambela uyasiza umzali.
Ye, hayi kunjalo ba.
Manje namhlanje sekhaya umzali iwo vethi elinjani lelo?
Ngabanye bakho phela magusini.
Hayi, mina ngizoze ngizwane labo. Labo bantu ngabantu abakwaziyo ukuthi bayasuta emzini yabo badla kuzani.
Aha, hayi. Siyakuzwa baba magusini, siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo. Sesiyatshona sikutshayela ba.
Yebo, ngiyabonga.
Hayi, lathi siyabonga. Abo bangawari ba magusini, hanzi ndiri wo vethi. Rechokwadi kwete rekutswa girinza. Ndiri woveti saka hanzi nyaya iri kutaura nemama woveti kuti National Youth Service haizi kushanda vanoda kushandisa vana kurova vabereki. Saka hanzi aiwa, handibvumirani nazvo, ndinopokana nazvo. Avo ndiva magusini vanga vari kusouth Africa. Silo munye mulaleli, ubaba Unyama eHarare, kunjani baba Nyama? Aro Nyama, mnumzana Nyama, ndofunga meno zvaitika kuRunare.
I think I see my lines are
blazing. Even the guys on the line, the lines are just terrible. Mm-hmm. You know, there's too much feedback and...
just a bit of a problem today.
Hello? Yeah. Hello? Yeah, well, I'm going to be able to do it. Ah, besolo katilo ucingo kanje ncube uyakhuluma isishona Sibanda.
Hello.
Yebo Sibanda.
Sibanda.
Yebo. Ngithi Sibanda kanje isishona yasikwaniza.
Yebo ngiyakhuluma.
Aha, saka ndikuda ameno manzwa muterera ngachi fona from South Africa vasvanda iva maguswini. Hazi inini ndiri ovheti asi ndiri kupokana nenyaya iri kutaura nemwa maovheti yekuti chirongwa ichingachidzoke. Nekuti chinangwa chiri papa ndechekushinguruza vanhu pasarudzo dza 2018.
Naona chirongwa chekudziswa kwemaitiro kwemaitiro ezvibhakire hapana imwe nyaya inodzidziswa tingatanodzidziswa kurima hatingatanodzidziswa vanodzidziswa kuchera boridhi asi vanenge vadzidziswa kurwa kana sarudzo dza 2018 dzasvika votumirwa kumamillionzi nemunoruva vabereki endemunoruva vanhu vechikuru vochitizira vamwe vonzi voterai zvani pfc kana isitrategi yezvani pfc yekuzoti vahwine nyaya sarudzo dza 2018 ndakazoona zvichitika makore adarika 2002-2008 ekuchividzirana
asi hanzi nebato riri kutonga kahanzi haiwa handizvo chirongwa ichi ndechekudzidzisa vana vezimbabwe nhoroondo yezimbabwe kuti vazivewo kuti nyika iri kubva kupi uyezve iri kuinda nekupi yakananga kupi
nhoroondo takaidzidziswa vana magrade 1 chaiwo tikaidzidziswa zvekare tikataa mafomfo aiwa zvandinozodzidziswa nhasi maonero angu inini nezongotsvaga kuti patuto imeorganization ichazoshandiswa neimwe nzira isiriyo
hazi ndechekuinstila patriotism ka musaita kamhandu musaite vatengesi
inombonzi mutengesi ukasiyana maonero ako nemaonero ezvichefu already vilified ezvezvesell out ukasiyana pfungwa dzako nezvezanupiefu vakutonziri mutengesi saka kupokana nezanupiefu wagara kuri mutengesi hapana zvinhuzanupiefu
I think Junga, thank you, Stephen. Tereri wedu wambowadedza. I think Nyama is back on the line.
Okay. Mnemzana Nyama, kunjani baba? Halo, Mnemzana Nyama, uyasizwa yini?
Yebo, ngiyakuzwa.
Yes, ungenile kuhlelo baba.
Yeah, hi. Indaba leyo mani ngalibana wakwekela lokho indlala thina sibulawa indlala ukuthi sike sibuyele emuva futhi siyotrena amayouth ngale yinto esikhathazayo mani
kuyini okubi ngakho nyama
akukubi kangako kodwa indlala siye sithi khona siqhubele phambili siye phambili ukuthi senze sibuyele muva into enjangaleyo hayi siyiboni kuhle thina
aha ngezinye indlela ukuthi uhulumente kaqakathekisi inhlelo zokulungisisa udaba lwendlala
kukhala nje umntwana ongakhaliyo ufele embelekweni
aha hayi vaxo jala vadala siyabonga nyama kona ngapha eHarare
hayi kulungile mnumzana
siyabonga avanga vari vanyama kuHarare hanzi hurumende ngaikoshese chirongwa chekutsvagira vanhu chikafu kwete venational youth services
if I can come to Mulandu Ncube I hope you're still on the line hello Okay, I just wanted to ask what Wanyama just pointed out, that some are saying there are more pressing issues in the country, in particular the issue of drought and hunger. But for youth, the big issue of unemployment, what's your take on that? Hello? Hello, Ncube, are you on the line? I think I might be having some issues there with the lines today.
Our lines are really, really, really bad.
We do have some other comments in Tunga while we hope to get our guests back on the line. You know, we had a couple, of course, some messages that came through on WhatsApp. There's Mandaza here who says, it really boggles the mind why the war vets would call for the reintroduction of National Youth Service. The war vets are being used as ZANU-PF mouthpieces. Their motive is to brainwash the youth and teach them terror and barbaric tactics since we are heading to a watershed election in 2018. The green bombers were used to terrorize us, the opposition activists, and clearly that's what they want to bring back.
That's some resounding objection there. And it's a pity that, you know, we couldn't get the ZANU-PF national spokesperson to weigh in and defend her party on this. But I think Reason Wafuar over said it, you know, earlier, defending the program and what is a pioneer they set out to achieve with this program.
Of course, and even when we spoke to him that time in Tunga, you know, he didn't shy away from the challenges that were, you know, plaguing the program itself, where he was saying, you know, the point was to find a self-reliant, responsible citizen who is patriotic, you know, who puts the national unity of Zimbabwe ahead of his personal interest, he said at the time, and puts the security of the country ahead of his personal interest, seeks freedom, happiness, and prosperity for the country collectively. So I guess that was the motive, according to Afaro, of the program at that time.
Indeed. And we have now our third guest, Brighton Makunike, of the MDC formation led by Walsh Mengube. Vamakunike Magadi. Vamakunike Muriparu Nare.
Hello?
Hello, Murutin Zoere Vamakunike.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, my phone is Zimbabwe Ganets and Nasi. Mapina Muchirongwa, Hans Nyamawa Vesi Chirongwa Che National Youth Service. Gachi Zoke, Chichaka Shatani Chirongwa.
Chirongwa che National Youth Service mukoma wangu ka chirongwa chisina kunyanya kushata stereotype because consider is a more trends is a lucrative program that has been implemented even in developed countries kunyanya zakabudirira asi tambo zikora tinaro muno muZimbabwe ndere kuti history told for that puti from the beginning when this is a military service back I initiate what
Koma Brighton,
program.
Just hold on the line. Koma Brighton, Chimbo Mirai, just hold on there. Tombo Toraka, short break. And Tunga, of course, right now we have to take a quick break as we say goodbye to our radio listeners. But as usual, we always want them to go to our websites, and those are Tunga.
Yeah, and we are streaming live at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voaindebele.com. Please do stay tuned if you're on the internet.